angels go, we merely stray. Image of a wandering deity, searching for wells or for work. They scale rungs of air, ascending and descending. We are a little lower, the grass covers us. Statues, here they stand, simple as horizon, statements yes, but what they stand for is long fallen. Angels of memory, they point to the death of time. Not themselves timeless and without recall. Their strength is to stand still, afterglow of an old religion. One can imagine them sentient. That is to say, we may attribute to stone hardness. One after the other, our own five senses, until it spring to life, and breathe, and sneeze, and step down among us. But in fact, they are the opposite of perception. We bury our gaze in them. For all my sympathy, I suppose they see nothing at all. Eyeless to indicate our calamity, breathless and graceful, above the ruins they inspire. Close my eyes now and evade maybe the blind fear that their wings hold. The visible body expresses our body as a whole, its internal asymmetries and also the broken symmetry we wander through. The field around me as blots, objects for fantasy, shadowy but legible. All these words have other meanings. A little written may be far too much to read. A while and a while and a while, after a while, makes something look forever. From ontological bric-a-brac, and without knowing quite what they mean, I select my four ambassadors. My double, my shadow, my shining covering, my name. The graven names are not their names, but ours. Expectation endlessly engraved is a question to beg. Blemishes on exposed surfaces, perpetual corrosion, enlivened features fastened to the stone. Expecting nothing without struggle. I come to expect nothing but struggle. The primal Adam, our archetype, light at his back, heavy substance below him, glanced down into uncertain depths, fell in love with and fell into his own shadow. Legend or history, footprints of passing events, Lord, how our information creaseth. I see only a surface, complex enough, its interruptions of deep blue, suggesting that the earth is hollow, stretched around what must be all the rest. My world is parsimonious, a few elements which combine, like tricks of light, to sketch the barest outline, but my void is lavish. Breaking its frame, tempting me always to turn again. Again, for each glimpse suggests more and more in some other, farther emptiness. Contents gone, the vacuum will not, as you might expect, collapse, but hang there, vacant, waiting an inrush of reappointment, seven times worse than anything you know, seven other dimensions curled into our three. But time empties on occasion more quickly than that. Breathe in or out, no motion moves. Trees go down. Random and planted, the way we think. The sacrificial animal is consumed by fire, ascends in greasy smoke. An offering to the sky. Earthly refuse assaults heaven as we are contaminated by notions of eternity. It is as if a love letter or everything I have written were to be torn up and the pieces scattered in order to reach the beloved. No entrance after sundown, under how vast a night what we call day. What stands still is merely extended. What moves is in space. Immobile figures here in a race with death gloom about their heads like a dark nimbus. Still they do, while standing, go. They have a motion like the flow of water. like ice only slower. Our time is a river, there's the glassy sea. Pure spirit, said the angelic doctor, but not these angels. Pure visibility, hovering, lifting horror into the day, to cancel and preserve it. The worst death, worse than death, would be to die, leaving nothing unfinished. Somewhere in my life there must have been, buried now under long accumulation, some extreme joy, which never spoken cannot be brought to mind. How else in this unconscious city could I have such a sense of dwelling? I would raise... What's the opposite of Ebenezer? Night, with its crypt, its cradle song, rage for day's end, impatience, like a boat in the evening, towards the horizon, as down a sounding line. Buckerole, funeral march. Nocturne at high noon.